Saudi Arabia is defiantly pushing ahead with its war in Yemen despite calls for an end to the attacks. In the latest raids, Saudi bombers pounded the province of Ma'rib. Earlier, at least two children were killed and several other civilians wounded in the Saudi shelling of Zahir and Shida districts in Sadr province. Another civilian was also killed as warplanes targeted the same province. On Wednesday night, eight Yemenis lost their lives in airstrikes on Hajjah province. The Saudi war in Yemen has left at least 4,900 people dead since late March.
Popular rallies continue in support of the strategic options announced in a bid to end the Saudi aggression against Yemen. In the Yemeni capital Sana'a, protesters gathered to condemn the relentless Saudi airstrikes and vote to resist the aggression. Residents of the old city of Sana'a have staged this rally to demonstrate strength and resistance against the Saudi invasion and vote to defend their country at all costs.
We have gathered here in support of our leader, Sayed Abdul Malik al-Houthi, who has already authorized the use of strategic options. We are waiting for his orders to wage an all-out war that will put an end to the unlawful Saudi aggression against our home country.
Participants included scholars and dignitaries who voiced their anger at the international community's silence over Saudi Arabia's unlawful invasion of Yemen without any UN mandate.
We slam the international community's silence towards Saudi Arabia's invasion. Our courageous fighters have arrested mercenaries from different nationalities during ground invasions. This shows that Yemen is facing an international conspiracy fed by a shameful silence on the part of the United Nations.
The rallies are held amid reports that the country's strategic air base of Al Anad has fallen into the hands of the Saudi mercenaries. The demonstrators unanimously refute such reports.
How is it that the airbase has fallen into the hands of Saudi mercenaries, but their fighter jets continue to bombard it until this moment? This shows that our forces are bravely fighting the Saudi, Emirates, and Egyptian troops, who are equipped with the most modern military technologies. Our fighters are only equipped with their belief in Allah and their just cause.
This comes as Saudi Arabia faces escalating retaliatory operations waged by the army and the popular commissions in the borders areas with Yemen. Observers say the attacks will intensify and become more hostile in case the Ansar Allah leader decides to unleash his anticipated all-out war against Saudi Arabia. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.
To discuss that further, I'm joined by Ty Berry, who is joining us live via Skype from Washington. He is with Code Pink. Ty, as always, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel about where this war on Yemen stands at this point? Certainly, it seems in the U.S., it seems like the forgotten war almost.
Yeah, well, I think the United States media is purposely not reporting on Yemen or the issue of Saudi Arabia right now. This seems to be an appeasement to the Saudi government, like the appeasement of releasing the traitor to Israel is an appeasement to Israel. We see that the Saudi Arabia is treating its neighbor Yemen like the Israelis treat the Gaza Strip. This is an invasion. This is not a war. And it's a very solemn occasion for us in the United States, or for many Americans like myself, because this is the 70th anniversary of the day that the United States, the only country in the world that used the nuclear atomic weapon on Hiroshima and in a few days again on Nagasaki. And we see that the United States has no reason to worry about the peaceful nuclear program in Iran, yet it continues to demonize Iran and so demonizing the Houthi and those the coalition that's been built up over the years in Yemen to desire freedom. And so we're asking our government every day, we're protesting our government to stop this slaughter by U.S. logistics, U.S. military aid, U.S. military equipment, U.S. military ammunitions of the Yemeni people, by the Saudi proxy government, obviously, of the United States. To allow this to happen, I cannot forgive the European Union for its complicity and silence in this as well. But we see that the reason that there's so much silence around Yemen, I believe, is an appeasement to the Saudi government for its standing back and allowing this peace negotiation to go through.
And Ty, we just have under a minute left. You know, a lot of people argue that the U.S. doesn't have as much sway over the Saudis as it once did. Yet we've now just recently seen this arms deal being signed between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. How do you feel about that argument?
Well, absolutely false. Without the United States aid and military equipment, Saudi Arabia would be toppled by its own people very quickly. Without the U.S. Sixth Fleet or Fifth Fleet in Bahrain, Bahrain would fall in a minute. The people on the Arab Peninsula want to have freedom. They don't want to be ruled by these monarchs. And without the aid of the United States and the military equipment, they would fall immediately.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, Ty, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us. That was Ty Berry, who was speaking to us live from Washington.